After escaping Sudan's conflict, Samson Yunan, who now lives in Kor William suburb in Juba, says he is pursuing a degree in media studies.
I passed through a lot of challenges, and that's why I choose to be a journalist, because a journalist are the eye of people, eye of community, eye of the world, and without journalists, I think we cannot access the information about other people who are suffering around the world.
Samson says his journey from southern Kordofan to South Sudan was tough. He says South Sudan is his second country of asylum.
I was refugee since 1999 in Kenya, when the war broke out first between Sudan and SPLA, which is now is as a country in South Sudan. I flew to Kenya, I went there as a refugee, I studied there in a refugee camp in Kakuma. Then after I finished my secondary school, I came immediately to South Sudan. I registered again as a refugee in Juba. Then I planned to go back to Sudan. I went to Sudan. When I reached Sudan in 2013, the war again broke out there. I decided to come back. When I decided to come back again, I planned to come to Juba for my further study. The war again broke out in South Sudan. Then I decided to go to one of the camps and place called Ajongtok.
He says he has a small business in Juba that keeps him busy.
South Sudan government is treating us refugees as a citizen of the country. They allow us to move free. We can enroll in school like other citizens. If you have your own money, you can pay like a citizen the way they are paying. Though there is no fully security in South Sudan, but still we move and we can move from state to state. Nobody can disturb us. If you have that idea of refugees, I think it will support us a lot.
Salim Daoud is from Sudan's Blue Nile state. He says he fled fighting in Sudan 10 years ago and has graduated with a bachelor's degree in development studies from St. Mary's University. Daoud broke down during an interview as he remembers life back in Sudan. He says war memories are still vivid in his mind.
On that day when I heard the sound of the gun, the next morning there was Antonov come and bombed our areas, and even some people lost their life there. So we were scared and we just ran away from our homeland. We left our resources, the kettles, the goats we had, the kitchen, our rooms, so everything. We ran for our life, and we actually, some of our people, we know them, they died during that day. Our brothers were soldiers, we lost some of them. So Sudan has never been again a good place for us.
He says his life started to change when he was airlifted from Doro refugee camp to Juba by the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, to attend university. After graduating in 2023, he now teaches at a school in Juba.
My mom especially keep requesting from me, and that is a right, because as a child I should assist her. And sometimes when I get small money, you know, I used to buy soap, send back to my band. Sometimes I buy clothes to them, and then also sandals. These are the few things I'm doing, but I still even want to do more than that, but only that I'm not getting a job now this year. But otherwise, I still hope if I could work one day, I have to stand with them. I have two sisters. One now finished primary 8, and she's now in senior 1. I send them textbooks last time. And the younger one in primary 7, I send her textbooks. I encourage her that you have to go to school so that you become a learned person.
UNHCR says South Sudan hosts 330,000 refugees and asylum seekers, mainly from Sudan. Each year, on 20th June, the world celebrates the courage of people who have been forced to flee their home country to escape conflict or persecution. In Sudan, more than 10 million people have been forced to flee to other parts of Sudan or neighboring countries. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.